Today is Monday, November 4th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Authorities in Wisconsin say five people died in a vehicle crash Friday night. The Dane County Sheriff's Office reports that the vehicle crashed into a tree off a roadway just south of Verona, a town about 11 miles southwest of Madison. The Sheriff's Office says the vehicle caught fire and all five occupants were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released their names and ages. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. The Justice Department announced Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Rust County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. DOJ sued both towns over allegations of failing to provide voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it to bring an accessible voting machine back for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. This election could help determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Trigoski says a new legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the legislature. However, Trigoski says if Republicans maintain control in the Assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026. Even with new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf explained that wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, a contest, a referenda, something that's on or related to on what's on the ballot. Voters, observers, and poll workers should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside of the polling place. Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf said elections inspectors have direct discretion in such instances. Polls open at 7 tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 tomorrow night will be able to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified Saturday morning at around 12:30 of a disturbance on Southwest Lane in the township of Platteville. It was reported that Gerald Moon, age 50, had possibly armed himself with a rifle and was standing on a rooftop. Prior to the arrival of responding officers, it was found that Moon had fled on foot from the residence. A short time later, Moon again presented at the residence and barricaded himself in the second-story loft of a nearby shed. Crisis negotiators from the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team attempted to get Moon to surrender. After approximately 4-hour standoff, OC spray was used to obtain compliance. Moon was ultimately taken into custody on a warrant for 2 outstanding charges for domestic violence that Moon failed to appear in court for. Additional charges for this incident are pending. No injuries were reported. The 2024 Cultural Landscape Legacies annual tour will begin at the historic Battle of Wisconsin Heights site from the Black Hawk War of 1832 Saturday. Beginning at 9 a.m., the site is located at State Highway 78, a short distance from Sauk City. The tour will be led by David Jetson, former Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who was responsible for acquisition of the historic site in the early 1990s and who is a scholar of the Black Hawk War and, in particular, the famous battle fought at that location. In addition to the tour, the group will visit the Native American burial grounds on the property before traveling to Ferry Bluff for a hike to Cactus Bluff to view the landscape and the route of flight across the river taken by Blackhawk's people. Following lunch in Spring Green, the group will tour the short the Shot Tower at Tower Hill State Park and discuss the role of Old Helena in the Black Hawk War. A Wisconsin State Park sticker will be required for the final stop. Reservations are required and the tour is limited to the first 15 people to sign up. Contact Mark Cupp, Cultural Landscape Legacies President, by calling 608-739-3188 or by email at mark.cupp@wisconsin.gov. Cultural Landscape Legacies is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and preserving rock art, earthworks, and cultural resources in the Upper Midwest. For more information, go to CLLI.org or find CLL on Facebook. Coon Creek Watershed residents will have another opportunity to shape a plan for the Coon Creek Watershed this November. In the last of four public planning meetings, conservation nonprofit Coon Creek Community Watershed Council Incorporated has hosted this fall. The planning meeting will be held from 1:30 to 2:30 Wednesday at Coon Valley's Knutson Memorial Library. The watershed plan, which follows the nine-element framework outlined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, is meant to identify and address community concerns regarding the care and management of Coon Creek and its tributaries. The plan is a collaboration between Coon Creek Community Watershed Council partners in La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon counties, Valley Stewardship Network, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Coon Creek Watershed residents. The plan is being completed in two parts. The first part, which covers the Timber Coulee Subbasin, is on schedule to move into its implementation phase this June. The second part of the plan encompasses the rest of the Coon Creek watershed and will be completed over the next 3 years with support from a Wisconsin DNR surface water grant. The final meeting in this series will summarize the themes that emerged during community conversations at past events and detail the next steps of the watershed planning process. Coon Creek Community Watershed Council hopes the November 6 meeting will inspire further discussion about priorities for the Coon Creek Watershed Plan and next steps in the planning process. One of these steps will be using mapping tools like the Agricultural Conservation Planning Framework to identify opportunities for conservation practice implementation in the Coon Creek watershed. Material from past planning sessions is available on Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's planning webpage at CoonCreekWatershed.org. Those who have missed meetings but still wish to contribute to the plan are encouraged to get in touch with the council by emailing council@CoonCreekWatershed.org or by attending monthly council meetings. The next Coon Creek Community Watershed Council meeting will be held Wednesday at the Coon Valley Conservation Club. Dinner will begin at 6, followed by watershed updates and a recap of the fall watershed planning sessions at 6:30. The meeting is free and all are welcome. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles now offers an updated motorist handbook that uses plain language principles to deliver driver information to Wisconsin residents that is clear, understandable, and easy to read. This revised motorist handbook focuses on making language simple and straightforward while still providing important information related to the rules for the road and transportation safety. It has been updated to address safety advances built into Wisconsin's road designs, including diverging diamond interchanges, dynamic shoulder use, and roundabouts. The highway sign selection also reflects the most up-to-date sign images. The Motorist Handbook continues to be a vital resource to educate drivers. In addition to covering the driving basics and signs, the online interactive publication explains the process of getting and maintaining a Wisconsin driver license. Important safety topics, including dangerous driving behaviors and tips for handling emergencies, are also addressed. Embedded links take the reader to helpful resources. The Wisconsin DMV continues to make its information accessible to more people. Additionally, Wisconsin DOT's recent website update features enhanced ADA accessibility and a mobile responsive design for even more inclusive customer service. Nearly every DMV service is now available online at wisconsindmv.gov.